This is Tevin Wants to Talk. Let's talk about it. This is episode one, the first impressions episode. I'm Tevin Sanifel, and I want to talk to you about first impressions. And I'm going to start off my first impressions by saying what I want this podcast to be. All right. Now, this is going to be an open format, like an open discussion about things in my life. Maybe, you know, you can chime in and it'll be stuff about your life, too. And we can just talk back and forth. Doesn't matter. I want to say that I kind of want to avoid any weird gimmicky stuff, or two main things I really want to avoid are religion and politics, because, I mean, you literally will see that every day on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, all of that stuff. And I want to avoid talking about it in this space, at least in this space of my life. I'll be recording maybe weekly, maybe monthly. At the beginning, you know, the easier it gets, the more I record. The more the ideas flow, the more I record things. But what makes this podcast different from any other podcast is it's absolutely not different. It's a million podcasts out there. This is just a million and one. This podcast is meant for me to talk. I feel like I spend a lot of time trapped inside my head with a lot of weird thoughts, funny thoughts, thoughts that I just want to get out to people. So I use that as a springboard to get that out of my head. And I want your thoughts in here too. There is a place in this app, Anchor. It should be a place you can leave voice messages for me. I'll add them to episodes. You can ask me questions. You can give me feedback. You can just like, hey, you can display a talent or something. Doesn't really matter. Like I'm fine with whatever. I'll add them based on what the episode is. If it's relevant to it, I'll add it. I wanted to do like every month or so, do an AMA. We'll talk about things. You ask me questions. AMA, by the way, is a ask me anything. They do it on Reddit a lot, with celebrities and whatever. I just want to do it so people can learn more about me. And I'll have people come up here and we'll do an AMA with them. Essentially, I'm just going to be copying a format off of Reddit, which sounds really bad, but it's a good way to learn more about other people. I want to figure out things along the lines of my life, your life. We can talk about our passions. We can talk about our fears. I can remember your fears, so later on I can use them against you when I need to blackmail you about something. I want to talk about how, and also I'm going to shout out my friend JC for helping me get this idea, the first impressions episode, because I was drawing a massive blank and I had no idea where to start from. So every once in a while, like at the beginning, we'll try to recap the last episode just to keep things flowing and, going good. I can tell you that planning this, it has been in the works since, I want to say December 2017, probably November 2017. And I have a journal, actually a couple journals, that I've ripped pages out when I couldn't think of ideas. Just pages got ripped out of it. And I finally got one journal where things stuck, and I decided in 2019 we'll start it. So it's January 2nd right now. And I'm starting the first podcast. So this is pretty much a fresh thing for me. Let's just say we're in the early stages of a relationship. We're recording each other right now. I'm trying to get you to want to listen to me, to want to hear my terrible jokes, to want to hear about my terrible nerdy passions that I'm overly excited about, and how I'm going to elate about movies that come out, because I'm still talking about Spider-Man. Saw it 2 weeks ago. Oh, a week ago. And I'm still talking about how amazing that movie is. And I'm pretty sure people are tired of hearing about it. But that's beside the point. Like I said, this is the first impressions episode. So I am just kind of stating a bunch of things that are going to come. I really do want... I want to figure out later on what should I do to incorporate my friends into this and my family into this, you know, people I meet into this, and just talk about, like, you can just springboard off each other. Maybe I'll record, like, go to a park where there aren't many, like, quiet places in Newport News. Go to libraries, we can talk in a quiet room. Can come over, we can have beers and talk. I don't care. You know, just, this is a podcast to be kind of like a, you need to get out of your shell, and it needs to be a therapeutic thing for you, well, not for you, for me. And while helping me, I can maybe help you. And I think I said that in a little snippet I posted yesterday. When I say yesterday, I mean January 1st. I am a work in progress. I am a massive work in progress. I'm 29, and I can honestly say I have no idea what I'm doing. I've been winging it for the last couple of years. And I don't really know if this is working out. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I'm not really sure. But with that said, I'm going to wrap up this section. Now to the meat of this. I said that this is the first impressions episode, so we're going to talk about first impressions and how you kind of can determine a lot about somebody from the way they walk, the way they talk. I can tell you from what people have told me, kind of have a goofy manner about me, you know, the way I walk, the way I talk. It's really goofy. Goofy with a heart of gold, I guess is what they say, which is fine with me. I've seen, I've had friends tell me about dates they went on, and I can tell you about dates that I've went on and kind of gotten weird first impression reactions. And that's why I want to make a, later on I'm going to make a part two of this, and I want to ask some of my friends. I know a lot of them are married, getting married, you know, fresh relationships, old relationships, single people actually too. Put them all in here and say, like, hey, like, this is what happened. This is why this happened, because I do want to know. I want to know how people, I guess, more people can, and like a objective kind of view of when they first met me, of what they thought. Because, yeah, they said that, but let's just be truthful. What did you actually think? And I'm definitely going to do a part two of this. Like I said, though, you can kind of determine a lot about somebody about the way they walk and talk when you first meet them. That's why I kind of have this weird quirk. I cannot look people in the eye when I first meet them. I don't, if you ever met me before, I'll shake your hand, and it looks like I'm looking at you, but I'm never looking directly at you. I'm looking past you. I don't know why I do this, but nobody, like, a few people have noticed and kind of questioned me on it and say, are you okay or whatever? Because you kind of dart around, but I'm kind of really nervous about, like, first impression type thing. If you can't hear it in this talk right now, like, kind of nervous just talking about it. I know, and the noise in the background, I'm actually doing this while laying in bed, which is probably a bad, bad habit, but this is actually really comfortable. I know I want to say, like, I've had kind of hilarious drunk first impressions of people. And I keep saying first impression. I don't have to say it over and over again. But usually, you know, like I said, you can't, when you tell a lot about somebody, their voice, you know, it's really hard saying it. But you can tell a lot. I can tell you the most recent one was me transferring back home to my current job and me meeting everybody for the first time. I kind of didn't really talk, kind of stayed off to myself. I was really quiet for the first month. I don't know. I'm not 100% sure, but I warmed up to everybody because, I mean, we're a small little place. So everybody's essentially like a family. When I first met him, you kind of knew straight off the bat that some people were kind of about their business. They knew what they wanted to do. Everything was planned out. Other people, hey, this is life. I'm just here to make a check or two, and I just want to go about my day. And it's not saying that they didn't work hard as the other person. I just say that their ideals were different. And it kind of was cool seeing that, and a little small dynamic coming from a larger place going to a lot smaller place. But like I said, as I warmed up, you know, they realized that, yeah, he's kind of a clown, and we all saw that. But he also has a heart of gold, and he'll break his back for you, which I say he'll, which is a weird thing, but I will. And I want, I'll make a part two of this, and I'm going to have people come in, or I'll just bring this to work one day and just like ask somebody like, hey, Al, I just hit my hand on the wall. Ask people like, hey, like, what did you think when you first met me? Like, or this is what I thought when I first met you. And I know a lot of people I've kept around because I knew that, you know, they were people that were going to support me regardless of what happened, what I did. And when I make this part two, I'm definitely adding them to it. They'll know who they are because I'm going to start asking people. I'm going to end here, because I'm kind of rambling at this point, and I don't want to sit here and ramble and lose my space. So, with that said, this is the end of the first episode. Please leave feedback for me. Let me know what I need to improve. Let me know what you liked about this. We'll work, and maybe the second episode, but then the next week will come out, and we'll talk about a new subject, and I'll have somebody with me this time. But as for the first episode, this is the end. Thank you for listening to me. I'm Tevin Sandoval, and it's been a great chat. I hope you enjoyed listening to part one of First Impressions. I am going to start working right now on part two. Not recording, but just storyboarding it out. And hopefully within the next 2 weeks, I'll have episode two, part two of First Impressions, ready for you and good to go. With that said, thank you for listening again. Hope there's more to come.